Bill Curtis is America's anchorman. His new book is called Whirlwind, and on Saturday, December 6th, Bill will be at the Museum of Broadcast Communications for an interview, book signing, and meet and greet. So, yes, you can meet this legendary anchor. And on this Thanksgiving morning, we welcome in Bill Curtis. Bill, how are you?
Dave, oh, you read that very well.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I have to say, I remember years ago, maybe 10 years ago, saying, Bill, when are you going to write a book? It's finally here.
Well, it took the pandemic to give me the time, you know, to sit down and go for 390 pages. I've never done that before. But once you start, it's your life.
It is.
All these little stories come back, and the people, and I could see I could smell, you know, the kind of the streets and where we were. And so I found that I could remember an awful lot. And maybe, you know, that's destiny.
But you've been doing this 70 years. You know, I mean, you began as an announcer with those pipes on KIND in Independence, Kansas. But I will say also, Tommy Edwards from the old days of WLS told me the reason why he got into radio was because of Tony Curtis on KTOP.
Wow, no kidding. And yes. So please, Tommy has had a great career too.
What got you into broadcasting to begin with? What, I mean, did you recognize the pipes, or, you know, was it always a passion of yours, Bill?
Wasn't always the passion, but the pipes were kind of always there, although we can't say always because your voice changes. It was at 16 that the pipes took a serious turn. And you had to have a work permit, so I went down and got that, went down to the only radio station in town, KIND. And there was a wonderful man who owned the station, always had trouble, you know, paying the bills. So he paid us $1.35 an hour and made it through. But he was assumed the position of a teacher. You know, this is the way you cue up a record. This is, you know, the news that you get from AP. This is the studio, the grand little thing, where we got Okie preachers coming over with a Bible, and you set it up for them. And they wouldn't have a script. They would just let the word of God pour through them into the microphone. And you knew they were about through when they would say, and I want you to pray for the young man who is making all this possible. He's in the control room. Bill, at the time I was going by Horton. Horton waved to us, and we'll say a prayer for you. So maybe that's the reason took off.
Well, and then there, and the big moment for you, I mean, there's always turning points in people's careers, and you've had dozens of them that have made an impact, but it was that tornado in Topeka that kept you on the air for really, I mean, when you think about this, even for myself, to be on the air straight for 24 hours, I mean, that kind of cemented what you did. How did that all evolve as you were on the air?
Well, you know, I didn't know that what I would do there would really set the path for 60 years of a career in guessing. But I was in law school and graduated and was studying for the bar. And a friend, the news director, said, could you come out and do the 6 o'clock news? I had been part-time, so I could get through law school. And I said, sure. So I did the 6:30. General manager says, stick around. We've got some high winds coming in from West Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State. And so at 7 o'clock, I'm on camera, suited up, ready to go, ready for the word from him with my warning. None of us in the studio, which was now filling up with the people doing what they knew they should do, directors, floor directors, at a pretty low level. I was ready to get the word. So I said, for God's sake, take cover, in a rather emotional way. We were the only station in town, so everybody was watching us. Well, they went. Now, 17 people were killed, many more injured. Biggest tornado at the time. And it would stick around. I mean, the damage and the path would stick around for 30 years. It wiped out the law school and 8 out of 10 classroom buildings that I had just left for school, because we were getting in reports of people who had been there, had seen the tornado. We never saw it, and became the communications center. We were calling up National Guard, Highway Patrol, damage reports, ambulances, anybody who have. We covered in a big station, pretty big. WIBW was 93 counties, covered the whole state. And everybody had relative or a friend in the state capital. So everybody was listening. It was like that for 24 hours. I was so moved by letters that they would send in, listeners, that said very clearly, "You saved my life."
Yeah.
And it was that. I had accepted a job as a trial firm in Wichita, but it was that that really turned me back to broadcasting and said, you know, this could be something that I want, which is service and using my talents, the skill, developing that. So in 3 months, sent my tape out. That's in the business. Mm-hmm. And 3 months, had a U-Haul trailer behind a Nash Rambler, wife, and, 6-month-old baby headed for the Emerald City like Dorothy.
Wow.
It happened to be Chicago. And to wrap it up, the WBBM-TV, John Madigan, the first story that I was assigned was obviously a legal connection, Richard Speck. So I thought that I would never get to use the law degree, but here the very first one. And for the next 6 years, I covered 4 world-class trials of the century.
Yes, you did.
Conspiracy, Charles Manson for CBS News, Angela Davis, and said, well, they wanted me to come back to Chicago and co-anchor with Walter Jacobson in 73, but that was quite a compression of experience for a young newsman.
Bill Curtis, his new book is Whirlwind, and on Saturday, December 6th at noon, Bill will be at the Museum of Broadcast Communications for an interview, book signing, and meet and greet. So yes, you can meet the legendary Bill Curtis, and you can find out more at museum.tv. Bill, thank you, my friend.